You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So a little story here, and the only name I'm going to change is the guy that we spoke with. He's funny. He's like, just call me Cliff. I'm like,
Cliff.
All right.
Like what you fall off of?
Yeah. You let me pick out the names.
I liked it, though, because it's, you know.
Cheers.
Anytime anybody's ever asked us to use a different, like, don't use my name, you know. We've never had a Cliff, so I'm excited about that. The other name is a real name because it plays into the story, and that name is Dewey.
Excellent.
Like the duck?
Yeah, right. So apparently Cliff is in a relationship with a woman who used to be in a relationship with this guy named Dewey, and I think that was his last name.
That's an excellent last name.
I don't know. It might have been his first name. But anyway, Dewey is just a cool name. Well, I guess Cliff's girlfriend has do they call those things? It's not a hockey jersey. I think they call them sweaters, right?
Yeah.
The hockey sweater.
Yeah.
So she's got that, and the name on the back is Dewey.
Okay.
And it turns out that Dewey is her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, the duck.
Yeah. And she still, years later, keeps that because she loves it. She apparently will sometimes sleep in it. Oh. And Cliff's question is, you know, as a man, he goes, do you like your woman? And he said that, not me. Do you like your woman?
Your lady friend.
To be wearing an article of clothing with another man's name on it, another man whom she used to sleep with.
Right.
Dude.
So she's holding on to something there.
And yeah. She's wearing
besides
this
soft fabric.
She doesn't wear it all the time, Cliff? Just every once in a while.
Still, I'd hate that.
Are you freaking kidding me?
It was years ago.
Like, but did he say when did Dewey's relationship end with her?
It was years. I think he says it was like 7, 8, 9 years ago. But so it's been almost a decade.
It's another.
She doesn't even.
He's
worn it.
She just loves the jersey.
It still has Dewey's skin cells in it, probably.
Right, and it's against her bare naked flesh.
She's sleeping in it.
You guys are treating this like it's some sort of totem, you know, some sort of special.
Dude.
Well,
talisman
every time she
or something.
Puts it on, she's thinking of Dewey.
No,
every
she's not, single, because it's on the back. She's not even thinking about it.
Oh, great. So he's thinking of Dewey.
It's muscle memory. You just put a shirt on.
Every time she washes it, pulls it out, there's Dewey. Every time she puts it on, she's having to see the name Dewey.
Well, let's address that for just a second. Because you said every time she sees it, she's going to think of him.
Yeah, because that was Dewey's shirt.
You can never control when another person thinks of someone. And Jeremy,
you
have no idea how many times in the day Nicole is thinking about guys that she used to be with.
Uh-huh.
You have no idea. You can't control that.
No, but maybe it's very spontaneous, maybe once a month or whatever.
You hope.
This lady is seeing it every time she sees this shirt.
Yeah,
it's in her closet every day.
God. I hate to agree with Jeremy here, but like, and you know how much I love to talk about the past. But that is just a little messed up. You don't wear something with the dude's name on it
Dewey!
In front of your new boyfriend.
Here's where I would feel with this. If this was the last boyfriend and she just broke up with him or whatever, and then I'm Cliff, you know, next guy in line, like next man up, I might be would have a problem. But if I say, well, who's that? She's like, oh, it's this guy I used to date, you know, 10 years ago, or like that. I just go on with my day. So what?
Dude. Right.
How do you guys get so wrapped up in
that? There are 7 days in a week, 24 hours in a day. There's plenty of times that this traitor can wear the sweater when her boyfriend isn't around.
I will say this to Cliff.
What?
Little ears.
Oh,
fairly
earmuffs.
Blunt here.
Earmuffs.
Dewey was with her.
Like, in the biblical sense.
With her.
Right.
So is Cliff mad at her vajayjay constantly, too?
There. So you're arguing my point.
I'm seeing your side with, a little bit. Just a touch.
It's just so insecure to be like, oh, she dated him 10 years ago, so I'm going to worry that she's still got one of his shirts that she loves the shirt.
Right. When other things far more intimate happened. Are
Correct.
You mad at that, too?
Correct.
So.
Oh, there were probably a lot of Deweys.
I'm neutral. I'm neutral in this situation.
Not cool, though.
I see lines lighting up, which means people have thoughts on this, which is great. We want to hear your thoughts. 303-691-1649. It's pretty simple. Should Cliff be bothered by Dewey's Jersey.
And come on, Cliff. The guy's name is Dewey. Like, what you do?
I think
when
he's
you
got
eat,
a little name jealousy.
When you eat too much Mexican food.
Oh, okay? Yeah, the burrito sweats.
Here's Sierra. Good morning, Sierra.
Good morning, guys.
What do you want to add to this?
Okay, I have a few things to say. I was in a similar situation like this a couple months ago, and a guy that I dated a few years back gave me an old Colorado Native hoodie. And it was my favorite hoodie. It was big, soft, and comfortable on the inside.
Right.
My boyfriend absolutely hated when I wear it. But I told him, I said, I'm not wearing it out of spite or anything. It's simply just my favorite hoodie.
It's comfortable.
It's just comfort, strictly comfort.
Yeah. The mistake, the fatal flaw you made, Sierra, was telling the new boyfriend where you got it.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing. There's no name on this one that says, you know, this was Steve's hoodie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was great in bed.
So note to yourself, next time, next boyfriend, keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got to run. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being on the show.
Sounds like a nice hoodie, though.
Yeah, comfortable.
Really? I'd like to wear it.
Here comes Lauren. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're all good. What do you think about this?
I'm kind of like Sierra. I have a boyfriend from 4 years ago, and he gave me a blanket, and it's my favorite blanket. I use it all the time, but, you know, I don't think of him when I use it. But it doesn't have his name on it at the same time, so my current boyfriend doesn't think of it when I use it.
But was that just strictly a gift? It was just a blanket as a gift?
Yeah, and it was, like, the best blanket ever, and so I kept it after we broke up, and, you know, it didn't bring up that, like, any old
memories. I think that's fine. I think that's fine because your boyfriend didn't bring you a blanket from his bed and be like, here, this is my blanket and it's for you.
Right.
Like, he got you a new blanket as a gift.
It's a weird gift, kind of, but I guess
kinda.
It's a great gift. But it sounds nice, though.
Yeah. Were there any loving embraces with the ex-boyfriend on said blanket, Lair Lauren?
Mm-hmm.
There was not. You know, I just kept it at my house. I was still in high school, so.
Oh, okay.
This blanket is clean.
You're fine.
You're fine.
Yeah, you're good.
Embrace the blanket.
Listen, Lauren, have a great day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's, who's next? Alexa. Hi, good morning, Alexa.
Good morning, how are you?
Oh, we're great.
I'm wearing my own clothes.
what do you want to add to this?
Okay, so I do like a cleanse when I get a new boyfriend. I may keep stuff in between relationships. When I get a new boyfriend, I'll throw out like sweaters and stuff because if he asks, I can't lie and I don't want to make him uncomfortable. But I can say hockey jerseys are really expensive. So sure to not wear it. Why doesn't he just get her a new one, maybe with a player's name on it?
Replace.
Well, the thing is this one's broke
memories.
In though, and it's nice and soft, and it's
break in a new one.
Okay, so get her a new one and break it in first.
Yeah, new memories. Good. What do you
like,
say,
Dom? Like surprise her at a game with it. Like take her to a game. Go, hey, listen, I got you. Whatever the goalie here, wear this.
I, you know, personally, I'm not a fan of getting jerseys with players' name. I get one with just. Why doesn't he get her a jersey with her own name on the back?
Right.
You know, like Laura or Alexa or
like a pet name or
why
something.
Why a jersey? Yeah. Why not get her a coach purse?
Get her a
right.
Or get her a blanket. Apparently those are hot.
I think the main thing is he's uncomfortable. And in a relationship, if you're uncomfortable with something, it doesn't matter where the logic is. Like
I know. But, you know, some people are just uncomfortable all the time. And having to deal with them is a pain in the butt.
I think they should
too,
just break up.
Break
just
up. That's
just be done with it.
I wonder
quits.
What Dewey's doing. I wonder what's available.
Dewey's back on the market, isn't he? Alexa, thank you very much for your call. Hope you have a great weekend. We got to see if we can squeeze in one more. It's Sean. Good morning, Sean. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. So what do you want to add?
You know, I've had girlfriends. My wife actually has an old shirt from an old Army guy that she dated. Yep. I used to be in the Army, but it doesn't matter to me. Honestly, it's a piece of clothing. I know that she's mine with me, going to be with me. So why does it matter what a piece of clothing says or has on it?
You sound like a very confident, secure guy.
That's right.
Sean.
Way to go. Now, here's another thought for
What's
you, Sean.
Like?
I had All right, so there's a lady friend who was at her house. This is a true story. Is at her house, and it was really chilly. It was really cold. And I just had like a short sleeve shirt. She goes, I've got just the thing for you. Hold on. And she went and she got a hoodie that was a particular college slash university hoodie, right? She comes and she says, here, put this on. I'm thinking it might be, I said, I don't think it'll fit. So I put it on, but it fit fine. It was very comfortable. Oh, I spent that entire evening in this hoodie, right? And I'm thinking, this is great. And so finally, I did say something. I was like, what are you doing with a hoodie this big? She goes, that's my ex-husband's. So, Sean, you know, if she's wearing something from an ex, I don't have a problem with it. But I don't want to put on her ex-husband's.
Fast forward like 10 minutes, Dom in a shower crying with a bar of soap.
It's like, I don't want to wear her ex-husband's clothes either. So I'm just going to say as a disclaimer, there is a difference between the two.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's so weird. That's weird.
It's kind of cute when the women do it, but when we do it.
Right.
Oh my God. Did she like redo your hair to look like him?
Right.
She started, a different cologne.
She started calling me his name. You know, I was like,
cool.
Oh, Sean, I hope you have a fun weekend, buddy, okay?
Yeah, I'll try. You do the same.
All right. Thanks for being on the show. You know what I did is I just went and I took it off later. I left it on for like another hour or whatever, but I took it off and folded it up and gave it back. She goes, you can keep that. I was like, no.
Took it home and burned it.
Right. Oh, can I?
I said, no, you can have it back. You know, do with it whatever you want. Not going to keep wearing his hoodie.
Oh, my God. Did you feel filthy?
No. Who cares? It's not that big a deal. It was just kind of funny to me. I was like, eh. No, not his clothes.
Oh, damn.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.